Welcome everybody to Dad's Gone Crypto. Here is the groundbreaking NFT project Mojo Trolls offers more than just digital art. It opens up the door to unparalleled investment opportunities. Discover how to transform your passion for NFTs in real profits, all within the vibrant universe of Mojo Trolls. Don't miss your chance to be part of the next big wave in crypto earnings. Tune in now and start the journey to financial empowerment with Mojo Trolls. We've had quite a few DMs of late, and people are asking us, you know, where they enjoyed the 45 minute, but can we get a condensed version? So we are doing a condensed version today just to give a quick snapshot of what it's about, but in particular focusing on the investment opportunities that this particular Solana NFT project can bring. And Solana NFT Solana NFT items are very hot at the moment.
Absolutely, Sean. And we are thrilled to announce that Dad's Gone Crypto has teamed up with Mojo Trolls, entering an electrifying partnership that's set to shake the crypto and NFT universe. Dad's Gone Crypto is stepping into the spotlight as the official voice of Mojo Trolls, ready to bring the magic of the project to life. With Dad's Gone Crypto at the helm, get ready for a whirlwind of exclusive content, including captivating interviews, thrilling contests, insightful AMAs, and a host of other marketing marvels, all crafted around the enchanting world of Mojo Trolls. Kicking off this partnership is a spectacular competition hosted on the Dad's Gone Crypto Zealy site, focusing on everything Mojo Trolls. They've entrusted Dad's Gone Crypto with a treasure trove of nodes to award as prizes during this epic campaign, ensuring participants get a taste of the Mojo Trolls adventure.
But that's not all, Ryan. Dad's Gone Crypto has been granted the exclusive privilege to spearhead the promotion and sale of the coveted Sacred Guardian and Ancestral Nodes. This includes the first dibs for the pre-sale private groups and the vibrant Dad's Gone Crypto community. So make sure you guys go to the ZD campaign and make sure you get in there, because there's some hidden tokens inside those nodes that if you win them, you can basically sell them on TGE or hold. And it's also offering unprecedented opportunities to dive into the Mojo Troll ecosystem. So stay tuned. Join us in the groundbreaking collaboration between Mojo Trolls and Dad's Gone Crypto. Together, we're set to embark a journey filled with discovery, rewards, and unparalleled NFT experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week, we went through the website. We took you into their Gitbook a little bit. This week, I'm just going to pop into their light paper here for a second. Here's their light paper. And like I said, it's cool. It's just a pretty cool little artistic rendition of their of all their info. There's the Mojo Trolls intro, and we'll just come on down through here, get through their mission statement and all that. Talks about who they are, talks about the clans and the clan quests. It's got some cool diagrams here where you can actually see, you know, everything that you can do in the clan quests.
And Ryan, those particular quests are basically the money will be generated from the tax of the buying and selling of the TUS tokens. And that'll go through, obviously, to the quest, and there'll be held quests throughout the year. And you, as your clan, will compete against other clans. And if that clan wins, then there'll be distributed rewards for those particular members based on your ranking.
Yeah, for sure. Here we are at their Mojo. And Mojo is basically their counter. It's how you're going to make your way up the Ancestral Power Leaderboard. And that's all spelled out a lot in their
Ryan, so your NFTs will obviously come with a certain amount of Mojo, but if you happen to get a shitty little NFT, you'll be able to basically work at it and build your profile and rank up a lot higher and get more rewards. And I think that's why I think they've chosen to use Solana over Ethereum, because of the total upgrades that you can do to your characters. It just wasn't feasible with all the gas fees in Ethereum. So hence Solana is more affordable, and you can look at obviously increasing your ranking status, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, definitely. And here we'll move down into the Tusk tokens, and Tusk tokens is basically their, you know, it's their utility token. It's the key to the ecosystem. Everything within their ecosystem is going to run on Tusks. And there we have their fee splitter. Again, this shows the distribution of all the fees, how they're going to move into the different pools and reward their users. Here we talk about the Mojo Troll nodes, and we're going to get into this a little more again here, but you know, the Sacred Guardian, the Ancestral nodes are the early key to getting into this ecosystem. Tusk sacrifice. According to the lore, you know, the Mojo Trolls they sacrifice the tusks of the fallen trolls, and it brings all their knowledge to the community. And it's the same kind of thing within the project here. You sacrifice your tusks, you can earn mojo from that, you can get your way up the ancestral power leaderboard. And of Very course, cool. There are a whole lot of, you know, use cases for the Tusk token, as you see broken down here. And then the Tuskonomics, the Tuskonomics,
it's cute.
You know, basically the tokenomics of the project. And again, it's at the supply side tokenomics are really simple. They've got it broken down to, they're given 12.2% of the supply in the Sacred Guardian nodes. So that is the only way to get a hold of any Tusk token. They're not doing all these pre-sales and public sales and all this kind of thing, you know, where they're giving out a whole lot of the token beforehand. They're basically doing 12.2% in the Sacred Guardian nodes, and then the rest is going to be open and for sale at TGE. So kind of a cool way to do that. Yeah, just a fair launch with that remaining 87.8%. And then, of course, they're going to talk about their vaults, rewards. This breaks down all the vaults that you saw in the fee splitter there and what they're all for. This is the very important part. This is their investment pool. And basically, they're going to take those tax fees and they're going to use those to invest in other crypto projects, in real world assets. They're going to do some trading with it. And they're going to do their best to build up a reward pool that'll keep rewarding users, you know, in any market conditions. So many projects are so dependent on crypto market conditions. And we all know, you know, there's this 4-year cycle in crypto, and you know, there's a couple pretty bad years for out of that 4 years usually. But Mojo Trolls, what they're trying to do is they're trying to build a sustaining economy that can continue to reward their users even in the bear market conditions. And then here we talk about the project revenue model. You can see basically how they're planning on earning revenue and then using that revenue to, you know, help also feed their investment pool. And then of course their roadmap. And their roadmap's pretty extensive here. But this shows, you know, what they're doing right at the beginning here. You know, they're starting this project up with the Sacred Guardian nodes, moving into the pre-mint clan quests, where you can start earning your way up that ancestral power leaderboard even before the Tusk tokens are out. Then they're gonna launch Tusk tokens, Mojo, and the Genesis NFT mint is, you know, that's where you're going to be able to get your characters, join your clans, all that kind of thing. So they have a very extensive roadmap here with a lot of things to come. But you know, this is where they're starting on that first page of the roadmap there. Yeah, definitely go check out that, that light paper, check out their Gitbook, their website. There's an absolute ton of information out there for you to learn, you know, all about the Mojo Trolls.
All right, guys, back to the understanding of the project. And what we really want to understand is the actual opportunities. There are different types of investors. There are different products. And I think Mojo Trolls have done it in such a clever way that it appears to a broader audience. You can be a flipper. You can be an investor. You can be a speculator. There's so many different avenues that you potentially get involved. And we're going to jump to it. All right, guys, Mojo Trolls isn't just a run-of-the-mill project. It's a vibrant community built on rich lore that binds everybody together. As the saga unfolds, each Genesis NFT emerges not just as art, but a cornerstone of the Mojo Trolls universe, creating a network of clans and a formidable tribe.
Right, and it all kicks off on the Solana blockchain. The Solana blockchain is known for its speed and affordability. By choosing Solana, Mojo Trolls aims to unite both the existing Solana enthusiasts and newcomers, aiming to cultivate one of the most engaging communities in the crypto world. Because of its affordable transaction fees and the fact that many new projects are launching on Solana, newcomers are really jumping in, and Mojo Trolls will be there to help them along.
Now let's talk about the nodes, starting with the Sacred Guardian node. Owning it isn't just having a digital asset, it's your early access ticket to the community. It's packed with perks and an exclusive rewards pool for only 610 Sacred Guardian node holders. It's like being part of an elite group from day one.
Yeah, and then there's the ancestral nodes. So you think of these as your digital identity within the Mojo Trolls ecosystem. They're your entrance to the ancestral power leaderboard and your path to a share of the rewards. And speaking of rewards, the whole economy here is powered by Tusk's tokens, as we saw in the light paper there. And that's the project's utility token.
And that's where things get a little more interesting. Tusk's isn't just another token. It's designed to appreciate and fuel the ecosystem. With no private sales, your shot at Tusk's comes from nabbing a Sacred Guardian node, because it's built in with 200,000 tokens, which is available on TGE, or snagging tokens actually at TGE by purchasing it on the exchange. Plus, it's deflationary thanks to a strategic burn mechanism during the transactions.
Yeah, and as we talked about before, the magic doesn't stop there. Every Tusk's transaction feeds into this ecosystem, contributing to rewards pools that aren't just crypto-based, but extend into real-world assets. This creates a sustainable reward pool that thrives even when the crypto market ebbs and flows.
Essentially, we're looking at a project crafted for lasting growth and rewards. It's a call to arms for those who love adventure, value community, and seek tangible rewards, with limited Genesis NFTs ensuring demand and a gamified system where every action elevates your standing and potential earnings. Mojo Trolls is setting the stage for an epic journey and adventure.
Yeah, so whether you're drawn by the lore, the investment potential, or the community, Mojo Trolls offers a multifaceted opportunity that goes beyond the current NFT landscape. It's not just an NFT project. It's a gateway to unparalleled adventures and rewards.
Don't just watch from the sidelines. Dive into Mojo Trolls universe, where every participant is a vital part of the story. And the rewards are as vast as the universe itself, because it's directly linked to the token tax system. This is your chance to be part of something monumental. All right, so what type of investor are you? There are different types of investors, and we're going to go through a couple of interesting characters. Do you relate to this? And how does the project, you know, unfold to maybe whet your appetite?
Yeah, for sure. So first up, you know, there's the buy and wait investor. You're the patient type, investing early in the Guardian node, sitting on that treasure trove of 200,000 Tusk tokens. You're ready to either sell at TGE or hold for the moon. Plus, you get a VIP seat in the inner circle, shaping the project's future.
And there's the flipper. Like a digital real estate mogul, you snag the Guardian ancestral nodes to keep some and flip others. So you buy in low, wait for the price to hike, and then you sell because the demand is higher. Prices escalate with every sale, making it the perfect playground for your buy low and sell high strategy.
Yeah, and then there's the gamers, the heart and soul of the Mojo Trolls. You're here for the thrill, leveling up your NFT character, diving into quests for loot, and maybe even shaping the lore. It's more than a game, it's a quest for glory.
Ryan, don't forget the opportunists. Riding the wave of the hot Solana NFTs, snagging that rare Mojo Troll could be your golden ticket. It's all about landing that one rare find to skyrocket your collector status, either to use to elevate your ranking status, which means more rewards, or to flip it, because there are so the rare NFTs are so rare and limited that there's going to be a demand for them from a sale perspective, or, you know, from a hodling perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And then of course we have our recurring revenue investor, and that investor is all about steady income, grabbing a Guardian node for a slice of the profit sharing pie. It's about long-term gains and climbing the ranks for more rewards.
And that's why nodes have been so popular over the last year or so, is because, you know, you're buying and selling in crypto, but people are looking for more passive returns, because the bull market is such a short period of time that you got to prepare for the bear market. And if you have good quality assets giving you that continuous revenue, all right, that'll come through nodes. That's why nodes have been so popular. And now introducing the crypto curious cat. New to the blockchain jungle, intrigued by the glimmer of NFTs and the allure of crypto gains, you dip your toe or your paws with a bit of caution, but ready to pounce at any opportunity. Mojo Trolls is your playground to learn, earn, and possibly turn curiosity into a roaring success.
And there's, you know, there's lots of different types of investors out there, and each investor brings their own flavor to the Mojo Trolls universe. Whether you're waiting for the perfect moment, flipping for profits, diving deep into the game, seizing the opportunity, or looking for recurring revenue, there's a place for you in the Mojo sphere.
All right, Ryan. So now that we've gone through the project, we understand it a bit better. There's opportunities for a wide range of investors. What is the biggest opportunity right now?
So the biggest opportunity right now is the nodes, you know, the Sacred Guardian nodes, the Ancestral nodes, and the Sacred Guardian nodes really hold the most value there. I mean, there's only ever going to be 610 of them. They come with 200,000 Tusk tokens, and you know, Tusk tokens, that's not just play money. It's the cornerstone of the whole Mojo Trolls economy. You know, investing in a Guardian node, it isn't just about getting your hands on that rare NFT, but it's about securing that bag of Tusk tokens before they hit the open market at TGE.
And Ryan, what I like about the Guardian nodes, the Sacred Guardian nodes, is that it has its own rewards pool, right? So you're not sharing with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's not glance over the ancestral nodes. All right, so you got the Sacred Guardian node, then you get the ancestral nodes. Well, it's not limited in number. They've cleverly put up the price hike for every 500 that are sold. So you're the ones that get in early and buy a few, right? There's a thrilling twist to that investment game, because as the price goes up, therefore, you can make money by reselling. You're going to need that ancestral node to put your NFTs inside, and it's your digital identity. And that's where you can upgrade and, you know, basically get Mojo and check your rankings. So you can't do all of that. It's basically the key to playing the game, to going on the quest, to being a part of that universe. So you need that first, and then your nodes get inside. So if you're the ones that got in early, it's an opportunity for you to flip and make your money back, or hold until the project grows in depth, and then you're sitting on a little gem there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, this is the only, like, I guess we could call it pre-sale moment within the ecosystem. After the node sale, they're going to move into TGE of the Tusk token, and then follow that right up with the Genesis NFT mint. You know, it's been meticulously planned, this rollout, and it's designed to reward early investors and node holders first.
For those with an eye of passive income, it isn't just about holding an asset, it's about being part of a gamified economy where your initial investment could grow thanks to the rising demands and the strategic token allocations. So guys, if you're looking to dive into a project with real stakes, tangible rewards, and an active, you know, you could basically be part of shaping that economy. And I know they are looking at a DAO, you know, opportunity later on where you can, you know, basically shape that whole ecosystem, you know, through that DAO. This project, I think, might be for you, right? So none of this, of course, is financial advice. It's just, we've looked at the tokenomics, we've looked at the project. It's something where I feel the little guy, right, could get a leg up, and it could get a flip on those NFTs. And I like the way they've really thought about all the different areas in which you can potentially, you know, make a little bit, have a little bit of investment. You know, there's no crystal ball that says this project is going to be successful or this project's going to the moon, right? But there's a lot of little fine points that says they thought about these areas that could help you on your journey. And we're going into a bull market, and you know what happened last bull market with NFTs? It went through the roof. And Solana is incredibly hot. If you go look at their top 50, right, projects, you'll see it's really, really vibrant over there at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is it's going to be a ton of fun. And like you said, you know, it's not financial advice. We're not pushing this project on anybody. It's just that, you know, we joined up with them because we absolutely believe in what they're doing. That you mentioned, you know, they're looking out for the little guy. And I think that is super cool. You know, you can come into this project spending a very little amount of money and really move your way up into their ecosystem just by doing the quests and being part of the community. So I think that is a, you know, it's a really cool thing. And there's not that many projects out there doing it. So that's why I love it so much.
Awesome. And Ryan, would you mind just telling our audience about how they can potentially win?
Yeah, so it's as simple as just going down in the description here in the video, clicking on the link to our Dad's Gone Crypto Zili competition, and just get in the game. Get in there, join the Mojo Trolls. There's a Mojo Troll sprint that we've got going on in the Zili competition. Just do the tasks, tell people about the project, and you've got a very good shot at winning a Sacred Guardian node or some Ancestral nodes in there as well. And then they also have Mojo Trolls is running a Gleam competition as well. You can enter there, and there's some chances to win there as well. So definitely some opportunities out there to get into this project very early.
And just one last thing, Ryan, if you're looking at the leaderboard on the Dad's Gone Crypto site, you'll see the guys have been doing lots of other competitions, because as we get, some tokens for our dad sacks in the projects, they kind of just, we run a sprint. We are specifically taking the points for the Mojo Trolls campaign. So it's got nothing to do with the total leaderboard. You can be number one on the leaderboard. It does not matter. We're going to go into your profiles and collect all the points. So if you basically completed that sprint, all right, you'll be eligible to go into a competition to win one of those nodes. So it's very fair, and you don't have to worry about anything else. But if you want to join any other competitions, please do so.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on in there, and a lot of great prizes to win here as we move into this bull market, and our prizes are gaining more and more value. One other thing too, don't forget that we also have the Wen wallet out there, and we are going to be putting out a little Zili campaign there where you can find the next word in that wallet. It might have something to do with the Mojo Troll sprint. I'm not saying for sure, but get into that Mojo Troll sprint, because besides the Mojo Trolls Guardian nodes, there's a wallet out there with 5 million WEN tokens in it. And that project's really moving. So those 5 million tokens could be worth something real, real soon here. So get in there and check that out.
All right, guys, so head on over to the links below. Click on Mojo Trolls, click on the Zili competition, click on the Dad's Gone Crypto Twitter page, and come join us, communicate with us. And that's it for today's show, guys. Be safe, have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Ciao.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.